Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's change subjects a little bit before I get myself into any deeper trouble, which is actually the conversation we're going to be having, because how much trouble can you get into for sending a WhatsApp? Can you actually be fired? You know, WhatsApp groups are all the rage. They're happening at work. It's a big thing. It's a big story. Jacques Van Wyk is a director at Worksman's Attorney. It's a very good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So it's become a very, very contentious and quite a serious issue, because we are communicating through social media, being WhatsApp on many occasions. How much trouble can we get into at work?
It depends really on what you send by WhatsApp, but let's assume that it's a form of publication. So if you say something that's racist or defamatory or damages the reputation of your employer, or amounts to a breach of confidentiality, and your employer becomes aware of that, then you can certainly face very serious disciplinary action and possibly dismissal.
So
WhatsApps can also, I beg your pardon, WhatsApps, of course, can also be used as a form of harassment. We've all heard about bullying and so on WhatsApp and cyberbullying. And with the recent publication of the Code Against Harassment in the Workplace in March, these sort of things are now attracting serious sanctions such as dismissal.
So if I send a WhatsApp that is of dubious nature, it's not on my work WhatsApp group, but somehow my work, my employer becomes aware of that, can that be a problem for me, even though it's unrelated to my work environment?
So, I think you hit the nail on the head. It really does depend on the link between you, the WhatsApp, and your employment. If there's a link established, such as it reflects on the business, or people know that you work for the business and therefore its reputation is harmed, then yes, it certainly can. If it amounts to some form of harassment, it really doesn't matter. So if you send a harassing WhatsApp to a colleague or to a customer or to a client, that in itself can constitute a misconduct of a very serious nature and could lead to disciplinary action and potentially dismissal.
Although today, publicly, pretty much most people, or a high number of people in the workplace, for example, have a LinkedIn profile that'll say where they work. So it's very easy to identify where somebody is working. That link is, the link is always there, really.
Absolutely correct. And that's the question, is establishing the link. So if the link is established, and as you say, it's quite few these days, because we typically appear on multiple platforms. It's very rare that people aren't on Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, and so forth, including LinkedIn. Those people who receive your WhatsApp can easily circulate it back, and it can reflect back on you and your employer, and can lead to disciplinary action.
Well, interesting, because Roland says, "Hi, Howard, I'm in the motor industry, and none of us have a chip on our shoulders. So you can imagine our messages. We'd all get fired several times a day."
Absolutely.
But
this is the thing we have to remember. The old practice of sharing jokes, practice of sharing sexual content, that practice must be guarded against. The new code, as I mentioned, that came out in March, all encompassing. It covers all of these sort of things. Innuendo, insinuation, all of those sort of water cooler things are going to be scrutinized.
So here's the question, though. If Roland has a group, and Roland, I hope you don't mind me using your name, just because, I mean, you sent that message. If Roland has a group of like-minded hooligans, and they're in this particular industry, he said it's the motor industry, and it's quite common practice for them to send each other, I don't know, crude jokes, and I'm not saying racist, but let's just say that there's stuff that is just a little bit risque, off color, etc. But that's the nature of this group. Can that still be a problem for Roland and his hooligans?
It comes down again to the following. If you have a private discussion with someone unknown to others, then of course it can't reflect back on your employer. It can't reflect on you. It's unknown. But as soon as those sort of discussions become known, as soon as they become get out there, that's when you're in trouble. And that happens all the time.
Well, it does, because people, you'll send it to somebody thinking it's safe, thinking because they're a like-minded hooligan, and then the next thing is that gets sent on, a screenshot gets sent on to somebody else, and then you can't, and then you cannot control that. It's gone.
Absolutely correct. Once you press send, you're in trouble.
So I think that's, I guess that's what people have to be aware of, is that you might think that you're sending it to somebody who will appreciate your humor, and they might very well, assuming it is a humorous, an off-color humorous joke, but it think about what happens if that gets sent on to somebody else, and that's when the trouble starts.
Absolutely, and it's how it's received, not what it's intended to mean. It's how it's received. So there's an objective test that's applied, and that could amount to sexual harassment. Sexual jokes and sexual innuendo can amount to sexual discrimination under this code and our law. So it can lead to very serious consequences.
Mm. So effectively what you're saying is that from a legal perspective, and that's the advice that you're giving us, is just be very, very careful. Even if it's within a group, even if you think it's within a safe group, it might not be the smartest thing to do.
The advice I would give is don't do it. That's a simple answer. The days of making jokes take for instance a sexual nature, those days are over, and they should have been over a long time ago, because they are denigrating and they do amount to harassment. The fact that they get private, it just means they're unknown. But the minute they're known, there are serious consequences. My advice is don't do it.
And in fact, the minute there's now a link or a provable link, discernible link between you and a company that you work for, then they are within their rights to be able to dismiss you from that organization.
Well, they would have a disciplinary inquiry first.
Yes, of course.
Lead to dismissal, but these sort of things are particularly regarded as very serious. I do think also to be careful, it's not just about a link. If a female colleague or a male colleague or a colleague of any gender becomes aware, who may not have been part of the original group, becomes aware of this and is offended, they can, independently of whether it reflects back on the employer, they can complain and lodge a grievance with the common employer, and that can disciplinary action. So again, the safest course of action is to guard against ever sending this sort of material across the social media platform.
Mm-hmm. Karen says, I put a picture on, I think it's on Facebook. She got a warning for that. Karen, I'd love to hear what the photo was, that although that can be a bit different, because Facebook has their own algorithms and systems that can even warn you against something that might have been fairly benign. But I'd like to hear that in any event. Roland, I'd love to hear from you. Are you going to change your wicked ways? I don't think you are, Roland, and that's my worry for you. But either way, at least we know we've done our duty and given you the information for you now to make those decisions. Jacques van Wyk, Director at Worksman's Attorneys, talking to us about WhatsApp messages.